You are listening to the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show, Around Atlanta Edition, showcasing the best of Metro Atlanta, our communities, the attractions, and the special events that make Atlanta great. Welcome to our virtual town square. And now, here are today's hosts.
Good morning and welcome back to the Around Atlanta Edition. I am your host, Todd Schnick, joined by my friend and colleague, Carol Morgan. Good morning, Carol. I think we're going to talk to the guy who has the coolest job in Atlanta.
I think he has a really neat job, and it's one of the most beautiful places in Atlanta, too.
It is one of the great treasures of our community, So lucky man. So let's welcome to the show, Mark Banta. He's the president and CEO of the Piedmont Park Conservancy. Mark, welcome to the show.
Hey, thank you. Appreciate being here.
Well, we're glad to have you. I appreciate you making time with the 3,000 events you got coming up in the next month or two. Appreciate you swinging by and giving us some time, Mark. Before we get into our conversation of everything happening around Piedmont Park, take a quick second. Tell us a bit about you and your background.
Well, I'm an outdoor guy. And as we chatted before the show started, I'm living a dream job. This is my third park that I've gotten to do. And of course, Piedmont Park, the big daddy here in Atlanta, is close, near and dear to everybody's heart. So I studied agriculture back in school. And I worked for the University of Georgia for about 14 years and then been in the park world for about 16, 17 years now.
Outstanding.
What a fun place to be, too.
It really is.
So tell us about the Piedmont Park Conservancy.
It is somewhat of a well-kept secret. So people go into Piedmont Park and they see the beautiful dog parks and the active oval where we play kickball and softball. They enjoy the swimming pool that's almost like resort quality. And they see and enjoy these amenities, but they may not realize that it is the work of the Piedmont Park Conservancy, the 30-year-old organization that put all that together with the philanthropic community and in partnership with the City of Atlanta.
So tell us about, how is it actually set up? Is it a nonprofit? Is it an independent entity? Is it part of a government branch? What is it exactly?
It is a nonprofit. It's a 501c3. And I've been around several others. I think it's one of the best nonprofits. Might be a little biased now, but one of the best nonprofits I've been around, extremely efficient, only a staff of 24, does all the fundraising, takes care of the park, all the beautiful maintenance, the flowers that you see are the work of that small staff. Mm-hmm. And it's really, really a good team. That we do a tremendous amount of programming ourselves. Besides the festivals that come in that the city permits, we have a summer camp program that I would put up against any that there are. It's environmental science. And so the kids can literally put their hands on the things that they're learning about in the classroom. So it's a giant canvas, over 200 acres, and it's just a fantastic opportunity for people to engage in their community.
Outstanding. So, gosh, Carol, I look at the list of the festivals and the events coming up, and these are all great events that we have showcased for years on the show. And like Mark said, I don't think most people realize the engine and muscle behind making all this possible. Let's talk on some of the events coming up, Mark. You have a green market launching very soon, as I understand it, but there's also some all-star events coming up as well.
There really are. Because the Conservancy does program a good bit of its own program, as well as be the host for so many of the events and festivals, we like people to learn about the things that we're doing. So a little earlier in the month, we had the Doggy Dash, which is a fun run, 5K for the dogs and so forth. We had a kickoff party, but just in a day or two on March 24th, we're going to have the kickoff of our green market. And it is one of the best green markets. When you have these voting polls on the various media sites, it always ranks in the top two or three. All the vendors and all the suppliers there are handpicked by our green market manager. She goes out to each farm and interviews them. It's a very, very robust process. Everything there from the green vegetables to fresh organic meats and eggs. It's just a really good market. Really, really good market. It also has live music, which people love.
Ooh.
Oh, very nice. Is that a one weekend thing or does this go on for a while?
It goes on from March all the way into December.
Okay, that's where I was going with
it. Well, I was going to ask, through December. Wow.
That's
most of the year.
It is the majority of the year. We've got great partners with Kaiser Permanente providing healthy chef demonstration once a month, lots of health and wellness. It's such a great healthy lifestyle here in Atlanta. And we really play into that.
You might have said this already, but the green market's what days of the week? Is it?
It is Saturday.
Saturday only.
It's Saturday morning, and it starts at 9 and goes to 1.
Okay, great.
But the Dogwood Festival, the Jazz Festival, Food and Wine Festival, the Peachtree Road Race, it just goes on and on and on.
Yeah, there's kind of a wonderful tradition. Dogwood Festival's 82, I think, years old now. And many of these festivals have made their home in Piedmont Park for many, many years. The big mature 150, 200-year-old trees that provide shade through all the walkways just make it a very special place. And of course, one of my other parks was Centennial Olympic Park, but it didn't have the trees that Piedmont has. So people really love the festival and event environment.
Yeah. All right. So Mark, Carol, and I will return after this short break. We'll be right back.
For many of us, buying a home is the largest purchase we will ever make in our lifetime. So it's important to know that the home you buy will be comfortable, easy to maintain, and energy efficient throughout the year. And that's exactly why Jackson EMC introduced the Right Choice program. Right Choice homes are built from the ground up by industry-leading builders and guaranteed to provide both comfort and energy savings. I'm home expert Ty Pennington. Make sure you watch my video at jacksonemc.com and find out why a Right Choice home is the right choice for you.
And we're back with Mark Banta of the Piedmont Park Conservancy.
Mark, I think I recall that Piedmont Park was built as a World's Fair site. How old is it and what's the history?
Well, the park goes all the way back to when it was farmland, way back in the day. And the city bought the park in 1903. But before that, we were the host to a World's Fair. And when I tell some people on my little tour that I do that we were the host of the World's Fair, the Cotton State Exposition, their eyes light up and they're like, are you kidding? I said, no, it's the first place that motion pictures were shown.
Wow.
It was the first place that electricity, that AC electricity was shown. So it was quite the innovation at the time. And we had people from all over the world at a little Piedmont Park.
Well, they knew we were going to need air conditioning. So that must be why they did that. So I just heard you say something that I'm not going to let go because I want to do it. This little tour of yours, how does that work?
Yeah, well, you know, not everybody gets the golf cart right around.
What about radio hosts?
That's right. Radio hosts could perhaps work that out.
Good.
Yeah. So, but there are on Saturdays, and we partner with the Atlanta History Society to do these tours on Saturday. And ironically, they lead off from the Green Market. So on our website, piedmontpark.org, we have the regular schedule of how those tours work. And you can learn all about the existing structures that are still there from the World's Fair, where different things were. It's fascinating history.
It really, really is. So, yeah, I mentioned some of these festivals that everyone knows about, the Dogwood Festival and the Jazz Festival and on and on and on. But I wanted you to go a little deeper on your own programming, because I imagine there's some pretty fascinating things there that perhaps some people aren't aware even exist.
Yeah, there really are. And I appreciate you allowing us to talk about that, because we do have a broad range of things. I talked to a little bit earlier about the fantastic summer camp we have, but we also have field trip programs where our local schools, I look at this park as a giant campus, big science experiment where people can learn about amphibians or where plants come from, where food comes from. So we do our field trip program. We have yoga that's free yoga classes. Everybody wants to get healthy. So we do that once a month, and it's a free program on the promenade every fourth Monday. Right around the corner, as we mentioned, we got the Green Market coming up, but we also have a number of other things. Once our swimming pool gets open, we've got that world-class swimming pool, and we actually manage that. It's a city pool. I'm doing air quotes here, but you look at it and you're like, this is as nice as any resort I've ever been at.
Right.
Yeah. And so appreciate the important work that you're doing. I don't imagine this is all funded out of Mark Banta's pocketbook. So you mentioned at the top half of the show some of the fundraising opportunities. So I imagine there are ways for people in this community who appreciate and care what's happening there. Maybe there's ways they want to invest and help this thing continue to thrive and grow. So walk us through some of the fundraising opportunities in both individual and corporate.
Yeah, that's a great question. One of our biggest fundraiser, we call it our flagship, is Landmark Lunch. And the Landmark Luncheon has been around. It's kind of a derby-style meeting of the socialites in the corporate world. This year, we're very pleased to have Arthur Blank as the keynote speaker.
There you have it.
We've had Billy Payne in the past, Andrew Young spoken, Mayor Reed spoke. So we've had quite a number of very high-profile speakers. All the proceeds from all of these fundraisers, the one in the spring with Landmark Lunch and then the fall one, which is Party for Piedmont Park, all those proceeds go back into funding Piedmont Park Conservancy and the work we do. Additionally, we like to encourage people to become members. You know, it's a very low cost of entry. You can become a park companion for $30. And then we have the top end, we have a thing called Olmsted Society, which is named for George Olmsted and his sons that designed the park as Central Park, like we were talking about earlier. So it's a lot of different levels with a lot of different benefits. And we would love people to become engaged as volunteers or as members, whatever they find to fit their need.
Well, that $30 investment is some of the best money you can spend. Mm-hmm. And what a great cause it's going to. And it helps support all these great events that we're all familiar with. Yeah, I think all the great parks in the United States seem to be Olmsted designs.
They are,
my favorite
they?
From childhood, mm-hmm. Cherokee Park in Louisville, Kentucky is one of my, that's an Olmsted park. So.
Exactly.
As you said, just in case someone missed it, he did design Central Park mm-hmm. in exactly. New York City. So that tells you the pedigree, this gem in our backyard. So gosh, well, Mark, it's been an absolute pleasure. We could talk for hours about everything else going on there, but sadly, we're out of time. Before I let you go, should anyone want to contact you directly and ask a question, how do they do that? And then more importantly, where can they go to get information on all the great events there, as well as how to continue to fundraise and support the work of the Conservancy?
Great question. Of course, I'll pitch the website first and probably a second time, piedmontpark.org. And if you just Google Piedmont Park, we're going to pop up every time. We have fantastic social media presence, so people can talk about their experience, post their pictures, Instagram, Facebook. We have almost 1 million followers, so it's significant presence out there. And we talk about what's going on and how people can become engaged, because we want to meet people where they want to be met. If they're dog lovers and they want to learn about the dog park, we talk about the fantastic events around that. Our phone number is 404-875-7275, which 7275 is Park. So
404-875-PARK.
All right. Mark Banta, the president and CEO of the Piedmont Park Conservancy. Mark, great pleasure to have you. Thanks again for stopping by.
Thank you all so much for having me.
Pleasure was ours. All right. Well, that wraps this week's Around Atlanta edition. Again, on behalf of today's guest, Mark Banta, my co-host, Carol Morgan, I am Todd Schneck. Todd and Carol signing off for now. Thank you for tuning in and joining us, and we look forward to seeing you again right here tomorrow. We'll see you then.
Today's episode was made possible by the Atlanta Real Estate Forum, Atlanta's favorite real estate blog and source for real estate news, trends, new home communities, model homes, builders, and more. Call them at 770-383-3360 or send an email to info@atlantarealestateforum.com. Check out the radio show by visiting atlantarealestateforum.com or by subscribing to the show on iTunes. And if you enjoyed today's broadcast, we'd sure appreciate a rating and review on iTunes. Thank you again for listening, and we'll see you next time on the Atlanta Real Estate Forum radio show.